Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 26, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about PaySafeCard, Samsung partner for online cash payments in the Galaxy Store. PXP Financial, travel pack to enable end-to-end payments processing. Palm teams up with payment service provider Buckaroo. American Express, British Airways launch business card for UK SMEs. ACCC selects identity to test open banking data ecosystem. FIS have 14 minutes and 20 seconds to onboard customers, Signacat finds. Conti launches secondary authorization product, Buffer. Fime joins Berlin Group's next-gen PSD2 advisory board. Vruzy debuts supplier payment feature with InvoicePay. Engage, BDR raises $26 million to accelerate publishers R. Swift's GPI gains ground in instant payments. Coconut upgrades cash management product. India gives NBFCs 2 years to adopt new accounting standards. AccessPay connects businesses to banks with Gresham Technologies. DBS aims to double mobile payment users to 3.5 million by 2023. Credit Union's small business opportunity. FIS look inward for faster blockchain deployment. Now let's get started. PaySafeCard, Samsung partner for online cash payments in the Galaxy Store. PaySafeCard, part of the PaySafe Group, has entered a new partnership with Samsung and it is now available as a payment method in the Galaxy Store. Following the partnership, customers can now use PaySafeCard to buy apps for Samsung smartphones or make in-app purchases. PaySafeCard enables consumers to use cash to pay online by using a 16-digit PIN to complete the payment transaction. PaySafeCard is now available as an alternative payment method in Samsung Galaxy stores across 21 European countries, including Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, Italy, Poland, Romania, Sweden, and the UK. PXP Financial, travel pack to enable end-to-end payments processing. PXP Financial has teamed up with TravelPack Marketing and Leisure, providing the package holiday experts with streamlined payment services. One of the UK's independent travel companies, TravelPack has been supplying flights and package holidays for over 30 years. Teaming up with PXP Financial as its acquiring bank and utilizing its gateway services, TravelPack now benefits from a fully unified payments platform. As such, TravelPack will operate across all channels for its payment needs, including point of sale, POS, e-commerce, and Modo, as well as all major credit card schemes. In recent news, PXP Financial has partnered with MoneyNetEnt to provide cross-border payment processing in the US and EU. Palm teams up with payment service provider Buckaroo. Fintech company Palm has entered into a partnership agreement with Buckaroo, a Netherlands-based payment service provider. By working together, both parties intend to streamline the payment experience for invoices, reminders, fines, and other documents. A wide range of companies and online stores make use of Buckaroo's payment technology, a smart checkout tool for online payments, custom solutions for debt collection, subscription services, and credit management. The cooperation with Buckaroo is expected to allow Palm to better serve their customers and respond to their needs, making the entire payment process as smooth as possible for companies and organizations. Earlier in 2019, Buckaroo has announced that it will bring Apple Pay to its merchants across the country. American Express, British Airways launch business card for UK SMEs. American Express and British Airways have announced the launch of a new credit card for business owners in the UK. The British Airways American Express business card is open for applications, enabling UK SME owners to earn both accelerated on business points and Avios with British Airways. On Business is British Airways' complimentary loyalty program that aims to help company owners and their employees make the most of their corporate travel. It allows business travelers to book seats using their points up to one day before travel and make date and time changes to flights at no additional cost. Avios can be spent on reward flights, upgrades, hotels, car rental and used for part payment, allowing customers to cut the cost of their personal flights, all through the British Airways Executive Club. ACCC selects Identity to test open banking data ecosystem. Identity has been selected by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission (ACCC) as one of just 10 companies to test the Consumer Data Right (CDR) ecosystem. The CDR ecosystem will enable Australia's incoming open banking regime, which goes live from February 2020. Testing participants were selected for their ability to meet the accreditation criteria by February 2020, their readiness to participate in testing and their proposed use case for the data. The accreditation process will run in parallel with testing. Open banking allows an individual or business to request an institution holding certain data about their use of its services to make that data available to a third party. In Australia, open banking is based on the recently passed consumer data right legislation. It is designed to provide greater transparency to consumers and businesses, making it easier for them to switch products and find better deals. It uses open application programming interfaces, APIs, to enable third parties such as Identity to build applications and services around the financial institution. FIS have 14 minutes and 20 seconds to onboard customers, Signicat finds. On average, it takes consumers just 14 minutes and 20 seconds to abandon financial services applications, according to research from Signicat. The findings, taken from Signicat's Battle to Onboard 3 report, show that financial institutions such as banks, insurers and credit card issuers are losing more than half of their potential customers, 55%, if applications take longer than this to complete. The most common frustration points when applying for a service is the amount of personal information required, 31%, and the length of time it takes, 28%. Moreover, consumers regularly abandon these applications, and it doesn't take long to lose most potential customers. 12% have abandoned after 5 minutes. 40% have abandoned after 10 minutes. 70% have abandoned after 20 minutes. 86% have abandoned after 30 minutes. 93% have abandoned after 60 minutes. Given that around 1 in 3, 29%, applications take more than 20 minutes to complete, many providers are not meeting this challenge and are losing customers as a result. To stay competitive and meet this challenge, financial institutions are advised to use existing digital identity credentials, like those from EID schemes such as BankID and iDEAL, and biometrics. 58% of consumers have some form of electronic ID, and biometric data is considered trustworthy by 57% of consumers. With a third, 34%, of respondents having the impression that only a few providers are taking advantage of biometric data, this presents a huge opportunity for institutions to accelerate the onboarding process. The third edition of Signicat's regular study is based on a survey of 3,500 adults across Finland, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, the UK and Sweden on their onboarding experience with retail bank accounts, insurance and credit cards. Conti launches secondary authorization product, Buffer. Conti, a leading provider of banking, payments and processing solutions, today launched its latest product, Buffer. This product further enhances the differentiating and transformational capabilities of Conti platform by allowing card payment transactions to be funded in real time from a secondary source rather than the main cardholder account. This is a considerable leap forward for Conti clients as it allows their end customers to maintain zero balance transactional accounts, avoid the stress and friction of having to pre-load accounts with funds, transact instantly with previously non-liquid assets, have improved access to pre-approved credit lines. So long as there are funds available from a secondary source, declined transactions will be a thing of the past. Sources can include secondary accounts such as savings or master accounts as well as, but are not limited to, cryptocurrency or other non-currency assets. Additionally, Buffer allows access to pre-approved credit lines from third-party providers at the point of transaction. Flavia Alzetta, CEO of Conti, commented, I am particularly excited about Buffer as it gives end customers so much more choice, access and control over their finances. It does so, instantly and securely. The product adds further exciting, disruptive capabilities to Conti's thriving platform. FIME joins Berlin Group's next-gen PSD2 advisory board. FIME has joined the Berlin Group's next-gen PSD2 advisory board, a pan-European technical standardization body. Additionally, FIME is participating in NISP, which supports the implementation of the next-gen PSD2 XS2A interface, as defined by Berlin Group and in compliance with PSD2. FIME's expertise will guide the stakeholders of the group's open banking API standard in defining and testing efficient implementation solutions. Berlin Group NextGen PSD2 is working to define common scheme and processor independent standards for all payments stakeholders. NextGen PSD2 implementation support program aims to simplify the path to compliance with the revised European Payments Directive. It facilitates the delivery of innovative new services. Input from across the industry is essential to ensure we meet implementation, regulatory and market needs, comments Wijnand Mackels, Berlin Group. FIME is a longtime supporter of payments standardization efforts, and has already demonstrated its API testing expertise on a number of open banking projects. Its insights will therefore be invaluable to our next-gen PSD2 efforts. PSD2 is top of the agenda in European banking. And with such complex requirements, initiatives like the Berlin Group offer a simple, secure and harmonized way to achieve compliance, comments Arnaud Cruzet, VP of Security and Consulting at FIME. FIME is perfectly placed to support this important work, and help each player in the ecosystem to define, design, deploy and validate quality open banking API solutions. Vruzy debuts supplier payment feature with EnvoicePay. Corporate spend management platform Vruzy is enabling its corporate users to pay their suppliers from directly within its platform through a partnership with EnvoicePay. The company said in a press release issued on Wednesday, September 25, that Vruzy's purchasing and spend management portal will now integrate Vruzy Pay to round out its procure-to-pay offering. The feature is powered by EnvoicePay, which enables companies to either automatically pay suppliers whose invoices have been approved or to schedule those payments. Vendors are paid via their preferred payment method, while Vruzy Pay also supports both buyers and suppliers in shifting toward electronic payment methods. Our strategy continues to center on delivering the new procure-to-pay experience focused on an excellent end-user experience, value achieved through true spend under management and a commitment to digitize the full process of business buying for both buyers and suppliers, said Vruzy CEO Joe Fox in a statement. This new partnership with EnvoicePay not only digitizes how our customers pay their suppliers, but also brings together two innovative companies committed to value-driven software solutions. Together, our solutions improve supplier relationship management while streamlining operational efficiency and improving results, added EnvoicePay CEO Carla Fried. Earlier this year, Vruzy augmented its offering with a focus on spend analytics, announcing in March the integration of platform Delbumi to facilitate third-party data aggregation and collection for a more holistic view of company spend. Delbumi enables businesses to collect data from multiple platforms and functions across the enterprise. That same month, EnvoicePay was acquired by FleetCor, whose group president of commercial payments Kurt Adams spoke with Karen Webster about the takeover and its ability to strengthen its accounts payable offerings. What we're looking for is a place where an AP department can look at something in a much more simplified and integrated view, and execute their payments, he said, noting that businesses need to make online payments quickly in a platform that can connect with the rest of the enterprise. Engage, BDR raises $26 million to accelerate publishers' R. With a solution designed to accelerate B2B payments to publishers, Engage, BDR has announced a $26.25 million fundraise, reports in LA Biz said Wednesday, September 25. Reports did not reveal who provided the funding, which comes in the form of debt and equity, but Engage, BDR said it plans to deploy the investment to strengthen its net-zero payment solution. According to the company, publishers struggle with 60- and 90-day payment terms after invoicing their advertising clients, and face high interest rates from third-party financing and factoring firms. To fill this need without charging high interest rates, Engage, BDR operates its own advertising platform and onboarding significant supply and demand partnerships from providing publishers improved cash flow, according to the company's CEO Ted Donick, who added that NetZero is able to provide cash to publishers the same day they send out an invoice. Engage, BDR trades on the Australian Securities Exchange, and its solutions are available in Australia, Europe and North America, it said. Engage, BDR isn't the only fintech targeting cash flow management in the advertising and publishing sector. Another company, Good Life Networks, spoke with PYMNTS in May about its own solution addressing the challenge of long payment terms to publishers, as well as the continued practice of using checks and wires to pay those firms. "We've seen all these big changes in the industry, but people who are paying late still pay late," said the company's CEO Jesse Dillon. "We're not really seeing anything change on the accounts receivable side." Dillon pointed to the industry's reliance on major global corporations that are the clients of these publishing firms. "Having such large, high-profile clients limits a publisher's ability to leverage their position in the market and request or demand faster payments." Good Life Networks also acknowledged the high interest rates of factoring companies and is developing a blockchain solution to sit in between publishers and advertiser clients to source investors to finance unpaid invoices at more affordable rates. Swift's GPI gains ground in instant payments. Cross-border payments faster, and streamlined, dominated payments infrastructure headlines this past week. As reported, a new service that debuted from global messaging platform Swift will help deliver global instant payments, integrating Swift GPI into domestic instant payments systems. The combination means that instant international payments will feature fee and FX transparency for senders. The announcement this week also spotlighted ubiquitous instant cross-border payments on a global scale. There also will be predictability for how end clients' accounts are credited. Swift has said that the service will be available to banks and customers across a broad swath of enterprises, from large multinational companies to small and mid-sized enterprises, and will also serve retail and e-commerce platforms. In one set of trials, conducted through the new payments platform, and spanning 17 banks, payments were done between Australia and China in 18 seconds. Harry Newman, head of banking at Swift, said, "We will be discussing with the MIS involved in the trials how to progress to live operation and invite all domestic real-time payment systems to come and join in this exciting venture. The technology is in place, it is proven, and it is now a reality that cross-border payments can be as fast as domestic payments." In other partnerships, Swift also said this week that it partnered with Equiniti Business Payment Services, which is the international payments division of Equiniti Group. The collaboration centers on delivering a range of payment methods across a range of speeds while validating data. Customers will be able to stop and recall payments and can also speed resolution of failed payments, according to a release. Separately, Bottomline Technologies announced that new financial services firm Vive is offering real-time payments from Bottomline. As has been reported, Bottomline's SaaS-based solution was launched in July in partnership with Starling Bank, and uses Application Programming Interface API-led technology for round-the-clock direct connection to the faster payments scheme. In India, The Economic Times said that JP Morgan has brought 7 banks to its blockchain platform that will help streamline cross-border payments. The banks include Assisi Bank and Axis Bank. The platform is known as IIN, and the site stated that the 7 banks joining up represent the largest number of FIS joining a live application of blockchain technology. Other banks include Yes Bank, Federal Bank of India and Canara Bank. We are encouraged by the huge interest from the 7 major banks in India to join our IIN initiative, said Madhav Kalyan, CEO, JP Morgan Chase Bank, India, adding as we look to address the challenges banks face in cross-border payments pertaining to friction points caused by multiple hops through the payment chain when further information is required. Coconet upgrades cash management product. Today at CBOES, Coconet announced the launch of MULTIVERSAIFP version 4.0. This is the next generation of its highly successful payment and cash management solution for banks' corporate customers. Banks that use the latest version of MULTIVERSAIFP will enjoy 2 main benefits. Firstly, they will be able to increase their corporate customers' satisfaction by offering them an improved solution for payment and cash management services. Secondly, they will gain from improved processes and added customer care functionality. Improved user experience. The latest features of MULTIVERSAIFP for payment and cash management tasks include smart payment creation functionality, real-time reporting and swift GPI tracking for international payments. Banks will also be able to delight their corporate customers with the seamless and enhanced user experience provided by version 4.0. This is thanks to the outstanding visual quality of the version's user interface, as well as its smart dashboards and optimized workflows. Furthermore, version 4.0 has highly convenient security methods. With the new release, users can access their banking channel via an app-based security token for mobile and desktop. I am very proud to launch MULTIVERSAIFP 4.0 at CBOES today, said Oliver Olmsdahl, CEO of Coconet. With the combination of an enhanced user experience, new features and convenient security, banks can provide a tool that makes their corporate customers even more successful. Benefits for banks. MULTIVERSAIFP 4.0 brings great benefits to banks as well as to their corporate customers. Its functionality enables them to strengthen their relationships with their existing customers and generate opportunities in new markets. Included in the new release are customer analytics applications and customer retention tools. MULTIVERSAIFP 4.0 is also agnostic to banks' back-end systems and integrates seamlessly with their applications and APIs. As a result, it is an excellent foundation on which to base their global channel strategies for corporate customers. We already have many international banking clients who are using MULTIVERSAIFP successfully on a day-to-day basis, providing banking services to more than 1 million corporate users around the world, explained Oliver Olmsdahl. The banking and broader business landscape continue to change rapidly, however, which is why Coconet is committed to constant innovation. This commitment to innovation is evident in version 4.0 of our highly popular MULTIVERSAIFP product. India gives NBFCs 2 years to adopt new accounting standards. The Securities and Exchange Board of India will reportedly give non-bank financial companies, NBFCs, 2 years to adopt and implement changes to accounting standards, the Financial Express reported Wednesday, September 25. The new Indian accounting standards, IndAS, are expected to have a significant impact on NBFC's financial management strategies, leading India regulators to defer implementation for these entities, reports said. The standards changes will impact financial figures, presentation and disclosure, as well as various financial ratios including NPA and current ratios. The changes will also impact how NBFCs disclose borrowing costs and expected credit loss, both of which are expected to affect companies' financial statements and bottom lines, reports said. In an overall view, an increase in quality and comparability of Indian financials with the market will give investors a clear understanding of performance, stated the article's authors, AMRG and Associates Senior Partner Rajat Mohan and CEO Gaurav Mohan, which will be a great achievement. Impact of the financial results and implementation are just transitional in nature. Considering the economic impact of NBFCs in India's market, however, regulators find it key to ensure the NBFC community is able to effectively adopt these changes, reports noted. A similar disruption is happening in the global market with changes in the International Financial Reporting Standards, which will affect businesses across 140 countries. Among the largest disruptions is how businesses account for outstanding leases, with some investors raising concerns about how these changes will impact the ability to understand a company's financials. There are a lot of adjustments to financial metrics already, and the more we have, the more difficult it will be to assess the underlying performance of the business, Mark Bentley, director of the UK Individual Shareholders Society, said in an interview with the Wall Street Journal earlier this year. In the US, regulators have given small businesses more time than other firms to adopt the accounting standard changes. Accesspay connects businesses to banks with Gresham Technologies. UK data software company Gresham Technologies has announced a collaboration with Accesspay to enable enterprise-to-bank data connectivity. A press release this week, Gresham Technologies will deploy the collaboration to strengthen its Claretti multi-bank solution by integrating Accesspay's enterprise-to-bank integration platform. Gresham is focusing on real-time financial data management for cash flow and payments control, it said. Businesses using the Claretti multi-bank tool can connect with their banks via Accesspay, which uses Swift to facilitate the connection. Accesspay also enables businesses to onboard to a range of payment schemes in the UK, including BACS, the company said. We are delighted to be partnering with Gresham to help them meet their growth objectives in this evolving enterprise marketplace, said Accesspay Chief Executive Officer Anish Kapoor in a statement. More and more businesses have the opportunity to develop service lines and overcome restrictions of existing systems and further software development. Kapoor added that businesses today struggle with manual processes and bespoke, often costly, technology integrations. Collaborating with Gresham enables Accesspay to facilitate real-time enterprise-to-bank data connectivity. In another statement, Gresham Chief Executive Officer Ian Manocha said corporates are increasingly seeking more efficient mechanisms to connect with their banks as change in the payments landscape continues apace. Integrating Accesspay's platform capabilities into the Claretti multi-bank service enables our customers to have extensive reach into the worldwide banking community, he said. Earlier this year, Accesspay announced new funding from investors in the US, including Barrangia, True Ventures and Route 66, which provided $11.6 million for the firm. At the time, it marked one of the largest funding rounds for a Northern English fintech company. The problem we continue to see are these services operating in total isolation to one another, which often means the corporate is faced with exposure to security, greater risk and complexity in day-to-day operations, Kapoor said in a statement at the time, pointing to the data silos of enterprise back-office platforms. Connecting these services through our platform removes these issues, and enables the change finance and treasury teams are looking for. DBS aims to double mobile payment users to 3.5 million by 2023. DBS Payla, one of Singapore's most popular mobile wallets, aims to more than double its existing user base of 1.6 million to 3.5 million by 2023. To achieve this, the bank will over the course of 2020 integrate its DBS Lifestyle Rewards app into DBS Payla, link debit and credit cards payments to the DBS Payla platform so customers can choose their preferred way to pay, expand payment touchpoints across the region, and ramp up on its DBS Payla ecosystem partnerships. It has signed more than 10 strategic platform partnerships with merchants across key lifestyle verticals, and users can look forward to more merchants coming onboard the platform over the next few months, including KFC, Systic and AXS. DBS Payla is one of the bank's signature offerings, and its introduction in Singapore has fundamentally transformed the way consumers shop and pay, said Anthony Seo, head of Payments and Platforms, Consumer Banking Group, Singapore, DBS Bank. In 2020, we'll be building on the 3P2Seconds, payments, partners and platform, as part of a longer-term strategic roadmap. By linking DBS, POSB debit and credit cards, Singapore's most popular form of payment, and integrating the DBS Lifestyle Rewards app into DBS Payla, our customers will be able to earn and redeem rewards instantly on a single platform simply and seamlessly, regardless of their mode of payment. First launched in 2014, DBS Payla has radically transformed Singapore's payments landscape. Today, some 70% of Singaporeans use a digital wallet. One. Of these, 4 in 10, or 1.6 million people, are DBS Payla users. These users made 1.5 billion Singapore dollars in transactions in the last 12 months. Two. DBS Payla's peer-to-peer P2P and peer-to-business P2B fund transfer services are also integrated with PayNow and PayNow Corporate. PayNow recently hit 2.8 million registrants, 3 of which DBS POSB holds the lion's share of around 65%. DBS Payla's first mover advantage in the QR code payments space. The app was the first in Singapore to give users the ability to send and receive funds via QR codes, also means that most Net's QR code payments today are made by DBS Payla users. DBS Payla users today can buy travel insurance, book movie tickets, pay bills and transport expenses, browse entertainment and dining offers, make fund transfers and scan to pay for their purchases at more than 80,000 Net's QR, SGQR and PayNow QR enabled merchants island-wide. DBS Payla has been very simple and convenient for my friends and I to use. I really like that I only need my friend's mobile number to go ahead with the split bill payment function, and I don't have to top up separately given the auto debit function. Most of my friends have DBS Payla as well, said DBS Payla user Tae Zee Jong, 30 years old, analyst. Besides the cashback promos and discounted offers available from the merchants, it's also useful to have everyday functionalities built in so I don't have to use separate apps for them. In commemoration of its 5th anniversary, DBS will roll out a slew of exciting merchant promos and dollar deals over the next few months. For more information, please visit go.dbs.com/sg-payla 5th birthday. Credit Union's Small Business Opportunity. Credit unions, CUS, have a growing opportunity to capture and keep their member customers, but only if they're able to elevate their offerings to the levels seen with large banks and fintechs. That's according to PYMNT's latest credit union tracker, which pointed to consumers' rising demands for mobile-friendly platforms and faster payments services. Advanced technology is raising the stakes of how CUS should operate, with members now demanding the instant payments and slick mobile interfaces that large banks and fintechs have made standard, the tracker stated. Small businesses, too, have heightened their expectations from their financial service providers, and credit unions are no exception. As CUS address the need for high-tech and more personalized services, their opportunities with SMBs are similarly vast. Favorable regulations. Take the legal hemp and marijuana market, for example. With financial institutions continuing to explore how to service small businesses operating in this industry without running afoul of federal law, credit unions, along with community banks, have worked to fill in the FinServe gap as larger financial institutions back away, according to Politico. Reports noted that Congress this week is acting on the proposed Safe Banking Act, which would enable financial institutions to legally extend their services to marijuana businesses. According to the publication, the passage of SAFE won't necessarily mean big banks will suddenly step in to service these small businesses. Rather, reports said, it's likely to result in more community banks and credit unions deciding to serve marijuana businesses. This could lower costs, increase security, make the cannabis black market even less appealing, and create new customers for community banks, credit unions and minority depository institutions, MDIs, it added. This month's credit union tracker also highlighted the recent issuance of new guidance from the National Credit Union Administration to service legal hemp farmers in the U.S. after the industry pressed for regulatory guidance on the matter. The SMB loan opportunity. There are other areas in which credit unions stand to effectively compete with banks and fintechs in the small business FinServe space as well. One of the largest opportunities is in small business lending. This can be to legal marijuana businesses and hemp farmers that large banks might be unwilling to touch even after regulatory reform. But it can also be in the broader small business community. Recent Biz2 credit analysis found that 40% of small business loans were approved by credit unions in August, slightly up from the record low SMB loan approval levels among CUS in July. According to Biz2 Credit CEO Rohit Arora, regulations capping credit union lending activity at 12.25% of their assets certainly doesn't help, but some CUS may also be standing in their own way when it comes to expanding small business lending. The inability of many credit unions to process online loan applications has significantly hindered credit union lending to small businesses, he said in a statement. Separate reports in American Banker highlighted the widening market for credit unions, not just banks, to collaborate with fintechs to expand their small business lending operations, too. Velocity Credit Union, based in Texas, is one industry player that recently invested in technology to enhance offerings for SMBs. The company recently struck a partnership with Fiserv to elevate and diversify its product offering, and according to Fiserv's Credit Union Solutions President Vincent Brennan, it's a reflection of the industry's growing focus on SMBs. Growth-oriented credit unions are increasingly focused on improving offerings for small businesses and entrepreneurial members, in no small part because these areas drive growth and retention across the member base, he said. The latest credit union tracker highlights CUS opportunity to enhance their technology offerings for consumers to compete with banks and fintechs. Small businesses, too, have the possibility of becoming a key competitive advantage for the credit unions that are able to enhance their digital services, particularly as regulations make it easier for CUS to compete in the SMB lending and banking space, especially in the legal marijuana and hemp market. But unless credit unions are willing to invest in the technology either through automated and digital SMB loan processes, or by collaborating with fintechs and alternative SMB lenders, credit unions also stand to lose out on the small business customer base. FIS look inward for faster blockchain deployment. Though the manic blockchain hype of 2018 has died down somewhat, fintechs, banks, and corporates continue to collaborate and innovate as they develop distributed ledger technology solutions for a range of use cases, including faster cross-border transactions. Gradually, real-world applications are launching, and service providers have begun testing their new solutions. However, progress remains slow, not least of all because the stakes can be high, with so many financial institutions participating in a consortium or pilot, interfunctionality becomes more complex, while the demand to manage many, sometimes differing, end-user demands also adds complication. Not to mention, security similarly becomes a heightened risk as participants open up their systems. While these initiatives are valuable, says Lisa Frazier, Executive Vice President and Head of Innovation at Wells Fargo, there are opportunities for real-world applications of blockchain solutions that can benefit from faster deployment. The low-hanging fruit here, she said, is in developing solutions for internal operations within a single enterprise. Distributed ledger technology will have a number of applications in the future, she told PYMNTS, and we're active participants in a lot of the internal conversations with fintech companies and banking consortia. When you think about the future, it takes time to build out these networks, to get alignment and agreement, to make sure the technology is scalable for the volume of banks around the world. Collectively, the financial services industry is slowly and methodically developing blockchain solutions. However, by focusing within a single enterprise, innovators can much more quickly deploy DLT solutions to address real-world problems, she said. Wells Fargo recently announced its own distributed ledger-based solution with this opportunity in mind. The FI revealed plans to pilot its Wells Fargo Digital Cash Service, a solution designed for Wells Fargo's own internal settlement capabilities when moving money between corporate accounts across borders. The technology uses a stablecoin linked to the U.S. dollar, allowing the FI to move corporate client funds more quickly from one account to another. According to Frazier, the benefits of this tool are twofold. On the one hand, the technology accelerates the speed with which a company can move funds from one Wells Fargo account to another in a different country, while also expanding the operating times of being able to do so. Frazier noted that traditionally, depending on where an organization is in the world, they have a 6 to 9 hour window to initiate such a transfer. Wells Fargo's DLT solution broadens that to about 20 hours. Further, the infrastructure removes the need for an intermediary, resulting in an overall more seamless process that can land cash where it needs to be in near real time, if conducted within the operating window. Among the most significant benefits for corporate clients is the invisibility of this technology, added Fraser. Businesses won't have access to this solution directly or necessarily even know it's being used, but will simply see their internal transfers occurring much more quickly. However, the service, she pointed out, also addresses a key point of friction for the financial institution itself, offering real-time liquidity management capabilities. Fraser offered the example of a U.S. client wishing to move $1 million from a U.S. to a Canadian account, and another client in Canada looking to transfer $750,000 from their Canadian account to a U.S. one. From a liquidity standpoint, this involves only $250,000 worth of cash that must be moved, but today, this process would occur in the form of two separate transactions. Distributed ledger technology can simplify and streamline this process, and do it in real time, she said. This is all about reducing transaction friction, added Fraser. It's an application of the technology that solves a problem today. Distributed ledger technology takes out the intermediary, which makes the technology suited for the purpose of this problem. Wells Fargo is not, of course, the only financial institution planning to operate a real-world application of blockchain technology. Earlier this month, MasterCard announced a partnership with R3 to develop its own cross-border payment solution using a MasterCard clearing and settlement network. R3 subsequently announced completed trials with Infosys Finacle of its own blockchain tool to facilitate cross-border trade finance transactions. Also, last week, JP Morgan Chase revealed Deutsche Bank was the latest financial institution to join its Interbank Information Network initiative to develop technology for faster, more affordable cross-border transactions using blockchain technology. Collaboration is often considered a crucial component of blockchain innovation, development and deployment. However, Fraser noted that this strategy is not necessarily quick. It takes time for development, and for financial services organizations to step into that development, because of concerns over risks, she said, adding that focusing on internal development for internal use cases is another component of the broader blockchain innovation effort in the global financial services space. Once touted as the catch-all solution to financial friction, blockchain remains a popular technology for industry innovators, though expectations for the tool have tempered somewhat. What the future of blockchain in finance will look like, exactly, remains to be seen, and though internal development of the technology may lead to faster deployment of working solutions, it also adds to the uncertainty of that future. How will these internal DLT solutions, if at all, intersect and integrate with external ones? My crystal ball isn't better than anybody else's, said Fraser. With regards to whether it will be multiple networks or interconnectivity of networks, I don't know. But we're actively excited about what it could be. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.